Okay, let's begin. We have to daf Ayin Dalal Avei. Let's daf Ibarilu. Okay, let's daf from there. Let's try real quick. Today is the Malulimus by Rishon Sheni. What is Allah when we count Rishon Sheni? According to, you have over here a Ben Bekua. So Shal over here is the Ben Bekua. Is the baby inside the animal considered to be two separate things? Let's see the Rashi. Rashi, four lines from the bottom. Ibarilu. Nitma Behema Shluta. You have a Behema Shluta. It's been contaminated. I shot the Behema. A good Shluta. And now the animal, the mother becomes tummy, comes in contact, Shalom is here. Okay, so and then the animal becomes, the mother becomes tummy. The shayla is the avatama. The shayla over here is, does the baby become beloved? Even if it will be a shayla tama, a rishla tama. The shayla is, what status does the ubar have? Do we say the Ubar is a separate entity entirely, and therefore it's going to be a din of a sheni? The mother, or is it going to be one level lower, or do we say no, that it's one entity, Ubar Yerachimai, and maybe it's going to be the same Darga of Tuma? Okay? Ibarlu, so again the Rashi, follow us in the body. Ibarlu, Nitma, Behemoth, Rishkud, Mahu, Lumnaitz, Rishon, Rishon, Uben Tisha Chai. We want to say over here a chiddush. This could be the daf gemara here, an incredible chiddush to say that even a living animal is tamei.
Okay, this
all this is all part of the consequences of the laws of a ben pakua. If you want to say that, and if you shach the mother, the shlita on the mother works in order to work, works for the child inside. The child inside is going to be considered to be shechted and does not need shechita. That means even if the baby is walking around years later, you have a living animal and nikah, then you need a shechita. And you shech the mother. And then you open up the mother and you discover inside the mother a living creature, a living baby. And it comes out and it walks around and it grows up to be 5-10 years old. This living creature, Me'ikar Hadin, does not require Shechita. You can take a bite out of it, and you're not Oiver Mishum Eiver Min Hachai. Or at the very least, even if you tell me Oiver Min Hachai, if you kill it without a regular Shechita, it's kosher, and you don't need any B'dikas, because this is the classic law of Ben Pakua. Right?
You wouldn't need to cover the dummy.
You're saying is the blood that the Gemara had a discussion. The blood is still going to be aser. Shal chelav. That was the top of the daf. What status machlekes? What is the status of the chelav? But the simple halacha: you shech the mother, you cut open the mother, and inside you discover a living creature. This living creature does not need shechita. It's nichlal in the shechita of its mother. You know how far it goes? If this animal now mates with a female animal. That's another Ben Bekua, then their children do not require Shechita. And their grandchildren do not require Shechita. And Rishon was talking about this before, that it was an attempt made by the people to make a Ben Bekua meat.
A farm.
You don't need to have a Shechita ever. All of the animals will be guarded, under guard, to be from creatures that are descendants of parents that had Shechita. You have a pregnant animal, and you wait until the fetus inside is ready to go, ready to come out. You shech the mother, and you cut open immediately the womb, and you pull out the baby. The baby does not require shechita. You take a male animal like that, a female animal, you mate them, they produce offspring, and the offspring produce offspring, and the offspring of the offspring produce offspring. And before you turn around, you have over here a whole farm of animals, and these animals do not require shechita. You
can
fire.
And don't have the laws of treifa.
And do not have the laws of treif, exactly.
And you can eat the gira nasha.
You can save, no, gira nasha. Each of these things is a separate discussion in the Gemara. Is there a din chelev? Is there a din dam?
Right.
But one thing is for sure, you don't need a shechita, and you don't need, there are no din of treifas. So you right away, you knock out the requirement of a shechit, and you knock out the requirement for a baidek. So you're saving yourself in the industry, you're saving yourself millions of dollars. The whole industry you're knocking out.
You put the difference in your pocket.
You put the difference in the pocket of the owner of the farm, not the owner of the private person. It's not going to be any cheaper for the private person. Or at least, so this is, can you do, so halach l'mayis, we pass that it works. Why then do we not do it b'zman hazeh? So I don't remember all of the details, but one of them is because there's always a concern that one of the animals will get loose. or male animal will enter into the flock of your farm and impregnate a female animal.
Which is not a
bempicor. The one that will break
so
in.
So you isolate it.
What?
So then you isolate that
you
one.
Can, there's no guarantee you can isolate them. So today you can argue, that what we'll do in every single...
Test.
Exactly. The DNA test costs more than the sheikhet and the Vedic put together.
Maybe in the
future
it won't.
Oh, so very good. Maybe in the future it will not.
23andMe.
So why can we do a DNA test on the child to make sure that the parents or people from registered...
Probably doesn't come up in
make
the
sure
DNA.
There were no offenders. Okay, make sure that the parents...
There's probably no DNA test.
Test
that could probably determine if something
right.
is...
So why tax it today? Until this point of time in history, it was never done. One of the main reasons is because, I think it says Shulchan Aruch, this is because there's always a concern that a male animal will break into the farm and impregnate a female animal. A male predator, a male is looking for females, will break in and impregnate
tragedies.
A female. So therefore, it was never done. We have
another
more for him.
Another
Gemara?
Yeah.
Ready. For you. Special for you.
Scotch.
We brought it for you. So therefore, that's why it's not done. Okay, let's talk about the topic. So over here, you
need
to speak up. That ayin dalet, aid. Dayan for aid. Okay, aid is also an ornament.
Amad Aleph?
Amad Abbas. So there, the rubbish over here.
Wait, were we up on the bottom?
Towards the bottom. Ibayalu, it's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 lines after it gets wide.
6 from the bottom.
Ibayalu, now it's 6. Therefore, the Moshe is money, but we should have too quickly. So therefore, the question shall be the shit on the mother. And therefore, there's no question that the mother, now the mother becomes tummy. Shiloh, what about the baby inside? Does the baby inside become a shenya, madre, even though it's alive? So the Moshe says, Rav Shimon Lakha Shomar, Aini, he says, no. It has the same status as the mother. Why not? Because it's a Moridic analogy.
Forgive me, just a quick review. Just in a flash.
A shechita on the mother.
Yeah.
A ben pekua. The baby inside is mutter be'achila without shechita.
Yeah.
Let's say the mother becomes tameh.
At the shechita.
After the shechita,
she becomes tamei.
The mother becomes
tamei.
She comes in contact with a mace.
Right.
Exactly.
Okay.
Before you take the baby, even the human being.
Okay.
Before you take the baby outside of the mother,
after the shechita we're talking
after
about,
the shechita,
okay,
do
yeah.
we say that the baby has the same degree of tumah as the mother,
okay.
or do we say the baby has one notch lower?
Okay.
The mother is, let's say, an av or a rishon, and the baby, the ben pekua, will be a sheni.
Okay.
And the Gemara now is working with the assumption that a ben pekua can be tummy even when it's alive. That's a tremendous chiddush. We have a general principle that there's no such thing as a living animal being susceptible to tumah. No such thing. You ever heard of such a thing? A living creature being susceptible to tumah. There's no such thing.
Sure, a person.
A human being.
An animal.
Impossible. Never do you hear of such a thing where an animal is susceptible to tumah.
Okay.
Here is the exception. A ben pekua. A ben pekua is considered dead. Because since the ben pekua is mutar bi'achila agav the shechita of the mother, even though it's walking around, it's alive, it does not matter. The Gemara says, and by the way, it also requires hechsher. If it goes into a river, it gets wet, and then comes out and goes into an oil hanes, it becomes tameh. It also requires hechsher. It's also another shiloh. We're not getting to right now. What?
Agavimai.
Oh, so let's assume now, the Gemara now is working with the assumption that the hechsher is included in the mother, but the tumah as well, but the tumah, we work with that assumption that the same way the shechita works for the mother and the baby, the shechita is machshir both the mother and the baby to be makabel tumah. And our question is, even though it's hukshul makabel tumah, maybe the tumah of the child should be one madrega lower than the tumah of the mother.
Okay.
Good?
Yes.
Ibayalu, nachamal. Ma'alim ma'is ma'rishim shen, yavyachanam says, yes. Yes, the baby is one notch lower than the mother. Rabbi Shimon Lakishamar, no, it's the same status as the mother. The mother is a Rishon, the Ben Pekua is a Rishon. Why? Do we look at the Ben Pekua like a nut inside the shell. If a person is tameh and he touches the shell of a nut, what happens to the fruit? What happened? What about the food inside the nut? You have a walnut, and you touch the shell of the walnut. Is the food element inside tameh? Absolutely. So too, if you shech the mother and the mother becomes tameh, automatically the baby inside has the same status of tumah as the mother. The Maaseh. How can you say it's going to be mine? We have a brisa. Habasa magin
the veilah. What do you mean mine? Mine means count.
To count, we go down one madrega.
Oh.
We go down. Okay. Here's the kasha. Habasa magin the veilah. Diver meyer. Vachacham oimim magin treifa. And what is the case that we're discussing? The basar is Rashi. Besar hu ubar shayim mukhubar le'ever hayoyitz. This goes back to the case we discussed yesterday before. The mother is pregnant, and before you shecht it puts out its yad.
Yeah.
It extends the yad outside. Now what happens? You shecht the mother. After you shecht the mother, what do? You then cut off that limb.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, did the shechita work for that limb? Absolutely not. If you have a mother and the mother is pregnant and the pregnant animal extends its yad outside and you do shechita while the yad is outside, even no matter what the yad outside, the shechita does not work for the yad. The yad is basa basada treifa lo seichel. Correct?
Yeah.
Now, after you do the shechita, you cut off the limb. What status does the limb have when you cut it off? Eiver min hachai.
Okay.
Okay, we consider it to be a complete aver, which came from a living creature, which had no shechita.
What happens if you left it on?
If you left it on, nothing. If you left it on, then it's still going to be mechubar to what's inside, and everything remains tar.
So
that's
you
clear.
Just undid something that was tar.
So let's explain. Let's go step by step, one thing at a time. The aver is outside the mother. You did shechita on the mother. Now you cut off the limb.
Maybe that limb.
This is the case of the Mishnah.
Okay,
you cut off the limb. When you cut off the limb, now by cutting off the limb has the status of an avatumah. Why? Why is not Eivim Nachai? Now, the truth is, you're right. It has a status of Eivim Nachai, even before. You've got a Veila. Eivim Nachai, it's not a Veila.
It's
a different din.
What's the Tumah else?
Tumah Eivim Nachai.
Which is what?
A special Tumah.
So if somebody touches, what are they?
A Rishon.
Okay.
Are we showing? So
the veil is also avatumah.
Right, but it's not an veil. It's a different din.
That means you take an exayis.
That was yesterday's daf. So again, let me take even a step back. The animal extends the yad outside of the womb. That yad, and then you shach the mother. Before you do anything, that yad, even when the animal is alive, has a status of eiver min hachai. That limb is indeed an avatumah. Even before the shechita. Why don't we say, when you shach the mother instantly, that eiver should contaminate the ubar, and in turn contaminate the mother? It's because it's tumas based hasorim. How is that limb connected to the animal?
It's connected to the ubar.
To the ubar, it's connected naturally. So even though everything outside is tumah, that tumah is not going to contaminate what's inside, because the connection, we'll just use some words, is a natural connection.
Yeah.
The only time we find in the Torah tumah are two separate things. This is tameh, this is tahar. When something that is tameh touches something that is tahar, it contaminates the thing that is tahar. Okay, that's classic tumah tahara. This is yesterday's daf.
Yeah.
If I have an object that's tameh here, and I have an object that's tahar over here, okay, with me?
Yeah.
And what is tameh touches what is tahar, it contaminates what is tahar. This is no longer tahar, this becomes tameh. But let's say it's not touching, it's naturally connected. This is tameh and this is tahar, but there's a natural connection. Does this chelik that's tameh...
Whatever Eivim Minachai is a natural connection.
99.999% of the time is detached from the living creature. You have a living animal. A living animal is never tummy.
If you take a bite of a living animal, it's taking basa, right?
You're taking, yeah, that's also not tummy. That's a basa min achai. Basa min achai is not tummy. There's no tummy. There's no tummy. Either a limb. A limb. There's no din tummy of basa min achai. You need a complete limb. If you have an animal and you take it and you, the animal is tall, there's no such tumma when it comes to a living animal. Right. If I take it and I cut off a leg, what is the status of that leg? It's an av hatumma.
It doesn't matter before shechita or after shechita.
No, I'm giving you a case that there's no shechita. I'm giving you a case that there's no shechita. I want to go back, and give another case because I see there's so much confusion. A living animal, no shechita, living animal, okay? Right here's a living animal. I take a knife, I cut off a leg. What is the status of that leg?
It's Eiv Min Achai.
That's called Eiv Min Achai. What is the halacha Eiv Min Achai? What's the status of Tumah? An Ava Tumah. It's called an Eiv Min Achai.
So someone touches it and become a Rishon LeTumah?
Yes, yes, yes. Okay, Gezeres HaKosov. An Eiv Min Achai. Aval Geshmaka animal over here. Geshmaka animal over here. And there's a leg. I cut the leg off the animal. What status the leg have? It's called an Eiver Min Achai. Eiv Min Achai is an Ava Tumah. Let's say I take this leg now and I touch and I take it and I push it against the living animal. I touch. Does the living animal become tame? No way. A living animal does not become tame. Okay, it's not tame. A living animal.
But let's say you take the Aver and you put it back into the Uber. It touches an Uber.
What Uber? No let's Uber here. I didn't say that's not the case here. Okay. I have a living animal. I cut off a leg. The leg is an avatuma. I take the leg and I touch the animal. Does anything happen?
No.
Garnished. Okay? Right. Now, let's go to a new case. New case. That introduction. I have a living animal. Right. A living animal. And the living animal is pregnant. Right. It's pregnant. And the ubar extends the leg outside. Mm-hmm. I cut off the leg. Now, that leg is an avatoma.
Yeah.
Now, what about the baby inside?
That's nothing.
And the mother? No, because it's part of a living animal.
Right.
Okay. Now, new case. Case number three. I have an animal, and there's a leg that's extended outside.
Same leg.
Right. Same leg. I don't cut the leg. I let the leg be peace. I shach the mother.
Now you have a problem.
I shach the mother. Now when I shach the mother, does the shechita work for that leg?
No. It's outside.
What do you mean achleikus? The leg is outside.
It doesn't work to eat it.
Machleikus
with the veil or trefa.
Machleikus is if it takes it back and retrieves the leg. Yeah. That's a machleikus.
Exactly. Only on the area that's sliver. Yeah. No. Let me think.
We're talking about it remains outside.
To eat is nothing to talk about.
Hold on. Let me take a step back. Okay. We have an animal and we have an ubar inside the animal. And the ubar extends the leg outside. Let me just think for a moment. Okay, that's not Eiv Min Achai. That's everything. We have to go back to the case. And I shach the mother. Let's preserve the case. I shach the mother. Does the shechita on the mother work for the leg outside the animal? No. At this moment in time, the leg, but it does work for the baby inside. So there's no longer a possibility.
What do you mean works for the baby inside?
There's an Uber. There's a mother.
Oh, yeah, it's Gishach. Yeah, I'm sorry. Yeah.
There is no longer any possibility for this arm or leg that extended outside to receive Shechita. Because the Ubar is Nichlal in the Shechita of the mother. So the leg is done. We're done with the leg. The leg right now, at this moment in time, has the status of Eiver Min Achai. And the mother's dead, and it's Tomei. Whatever is dangling outside the womb is Tomei. Eiver Min Achai. Because there's no Shechita for it anymore. Why is there no Shechita? I shechted the mother, and the Shechita on the mother works for the baby inside. And therefore, it goes on, but not on one outside. That's called Basas Vasada
Tereva. Did you say you cut off the leg?
I didn't cut it off yet. No, I did not cut it off yet.
Okay, go ahead.
So, the mother and the baby inside is nichlal in the shechita. The limb that's dangling outside is not. And there's no longer potential for it to get shechita.
Yep.
So what status does it have, that limb that's dangling outside? Eiv Min Achai. That Eiv Min Achai is an avatuma.
Right.
Now, if it's an avatuma and it's connected to the ubar inside, and the ubar inside is connected to the mother, why don't we say the following chiddush and say that the limb is an avatoma and it's touching the ubar, and the ubar is touching the mother,
right.
the tuma should spread. The ava tuma spread immediately contaminate the mother and the uber. You know what the answer is? We would say that. The only problem, though, is because since that arm or leg that's extended outside is connected naturally to the ubar inside, a natural connection, tumo does not spread.
Right.
No, there is no machlekes about this case I just told you.
No.
I didn't say achaka chot. I didn't cut it yet. I didn't cut it yet. Okay? That's a very important point. Otherwise, I'm not going to understand this point. Very important point. The leg is hanging outside. I shech the mother. At this moment in time, does the mother and the uber become tamei?
No. Because it doesn't spread,
does it? No, why not? The leg that's dangling outside is called an eiver menachai. The leg that's dangling outside.
It's still attached. It's not even menachai.
It is called halacha, and the halacha in the halacha lemais, if you touch it, you become tamei. You touch the leg, you become tamei. What's hanging outside of this moment in time is the tamei. That's right. You touch it, you become tamei.
As if it was.
Yeah. You become tamei.
That's not the follow of the Mishnah.
It becomes tamei. Question: if this is tamei, why don't we say that the tumor from this leg spreads inside? The answer is because it's a natural connection. The only time there's a rule of tuma is we have two separate items, A and B. A touches B. But if A and B are naturally connected, and this chelik is tame, and this chelik is tar, it's very weird to have such a case. You don't have such a case. You only have it in this case over here. We have a ben pekua, which sticks its leg outside, so it's not nichel in the shechita. It's a nichel in the shechita, similar as it of an even achai. Even achai, it's tum, it's not a tum. So why don't we say the tum spreads inside? It can't. It can't spread inside, because inside is a domain of a creature, which is tar through the shechita of the mother, and it, since the connection is natural, it cannot. Now, okay, now we go to your case. I now take a knife, and I cut off the limb. Oh, you cut off the limb, so now it was tummy to begin with. Now it's tummy, but the very last moment when I cut it off, the Gemara says
it's naturally attached.
It was naturally attached, but now that I cut it, now that I severed it, I made that sever. When I make that sever, now that limb becomes connected. It's touching for a moment the uber. Now it's a separate object. It's A touching B. When I take the knife and I cut the limb off, it's now a separate item.
How does it touch? Once you cut it,
the very last moment. The very last moment when you cut, when it was touching the whole time, it's now
a tamei. So it goes 100%.
But now that I sever it, the Gemara says in halacha, forget about the mitzvah.
Let's not
focus on the mitzvah. When you make that cut, you're basically taking that thing and you're not making a connection. Now it's going to itaka, be metame the uber, and the uber in turn be metame the mother.
But you're saying only at the last second? Yes. Nothing before?
Yes,
so
nothing
who
before.
Who says that if it comes bevasachas, maybe there's no...
That's the Gemara. The Gemara says it's a given. The Gemara says it's a given.
You have a reverse.
Oh, exactly. That's what the Gemara really wants. The Gemara says,
we have to understand that this is only Rav Meir's shita.
Exactly. Let's see. So habasar. So now when you make that cut, so habasar maga nevela. So according to Rebbe Meir says that when you make that cut, when you go and you cut off that eiver, the very last second, it's eiver v'nachai. Now I told you eiver v'nachai is not nevela. Here the Rashi over here says habasar maga nevela. Rashi, look at the Rashi. Three lines from the bottom. Sar ho'ubar. Three lines from the bottom. The meat of the uber. The basar is called maga nevel. It has made contact with a nevel. Now, I told you it's not really nevel. I told you it was an eiver menachai. So he's saying, I saw that was eiver menachai. He's calling it. Okay, let's not get focused on the details here. But in any event, it's an avatoma. He once called eiver menachai.
If the ben beku had come out, it's not a problem.
Of course, right. But
only when the ben beku is still inside.
And it's dead inside. The ben beku is dead inside. That's machloek. There's time when it's mechaim or not. Okay, fine. Let's not get involved. Right now, we're not going to focus on that. But over here, since you do cut off that limb after you did the shechita, and when you cut off that limb has the status of an aver, and that aver, we're calling it now loosely a nevela, and it's making contact with the uber the very last moment when you make the severance between the leg and the uber.
Yeah.
So the uber inside is called the maga. It has made contact with the limb. And the limb has the status of a nevela.
So that makes divrei Meir. V'chachamim oimim, no, maga treifa shchuta. Because he's of the opinion that when you did the shechita, this is the chiddush, so you're trying to sort of avoid that point. When you said that when you did the shechita on the mother, takes off the potential of tumas nevela, and tumas evim and achai, tumas evim and mace, even on the limb that's dangling outside.
Yeah. Even though you can't eat it.
Even though you can't eat it. You can't eat it because Waka says the Pasuk Bos Abasa the Treifa.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's only a Treifa, it's not necessarily Tomei. If you do a Shechita on a Treifa, there's no Tumah.
Right.
So according to a mayor, even though the limb is dangling, is hanging outside of the mother, it's not going to be Nichlal in the Hechsher Achila of the Shechita of the mother, and it's going to have the status of a piece of Treifa meat, but there's no Tumah. Tumah, the shechita is going to be effective to release it from the tumah on that limb. This is the shechita of the chachamim. The chachamim say, maga, the ubar inside, is equivalent to having touched treifa shechita. Okay, that is the halacha of the Mishnah. Now, what is the application to our sugi? We have a shayla, yeshech the mother, and in our case, the baby is inside. The baby is inside the mother. The shayla is the shechita of the mother. And the mother now is a good shechita, and now the mother becomes tamei, and now we have a shaila. Does we look at the uber? Is the uber going to be one madrego lower, or is the uber going to have the same status as the mother? That was Agmar Shal. How is this going to be relevant? So Bishlam Levi according to Demi Nasei Chan Gufe Gutzol Kol One Guf Hainu the is the itachshar b'dema d'ima. Wait a minute. What's the whole shaila? What is the whole shaila there? How can according to Rabbi Meir have a hava mina? What's the whole discussion here is built on the premise is that if there really was tuma, if that limb was really tame, then it would contaminate the uber, right? Everyone agrees to that. The only question is the limb tame? According to Amir, yes it is.
Yeah.
And it will memela contaminate the uber. According to the chachamim, it's not tame. It has a status.
But didn't we
treifa,
say that it's a natural attachment, therefore it cannot...
That's when it was still attached. But
sorry.
You cut it. When you cut it, the last moment it becomes a separate entity and it's now going to touch what's inside. So the only question is, what status does that piece of that limb have? If it has the status of a treifa, then it's not going to be metame because there's no tumor. But if it has the status of a nevela, that piece of meat that you cut off, then it's going to be metame what's inside. That means everyone here is working with the premise is that if it was Tame, even the Chacham will agree that if it was Tame, it would contaminate the Uber inside. Wait a minute. When did the Uber inside have Hechsher? When did it ever come in contact with liquid that it's Huchshar to be Mekabel Tumah?
According to Rabbi Yochanan, that it said that he says it's two
oh,
entities.
Oh, that's the question. The answer must be the Lakash, if you hold that toxic answer. Well, let me ask you a bit more basic question.
If it's Chad Gufa,
let's ask you a more basic question. When did the mother, does the mother hook Shalakabal Tumah? Why? The blood of the Shechita touches the neck of the animal that's Machsh of the mother. But does that Hechsher to the mother extend to the child inside?
Depends.
Oh, Bishlam, according to Rabbi Yochanan, that says that it's called one guf. So then in Echanami, the Hechsher, the Shechita of the mother, works the Machsher, the Uber inside as well. But according to Reish Lakish, that says that
Rabbi Yochanan says it's one guf.
According to Rabbi Yochanan,
says two guf. That's the problem.
According to Rabbi Yochanan, says that's two guf, and that's the Kasha.
Because he says,
and you reach the Sheni. So how is it going to work? How the Gesundheit is two separate goof, and there was two separate goof when it comes to Tumah, and we count two different Madregois. So how? So different.
It's no Kasha.
Because it's one goof.
According to the Chum, we say Maga Treifa.
No, even according to the Chum, it's also Negi, because according to the Chum, the only reason why it's not a problem in this case was because they hold it to be it's not an object of Tumah. It's not an object of tumah, the Aver. But let's say you would have an object of tumah, the limb would taka be tame, then it would contaminate what's inside. How can it contaminate what's inside? What's inside never was hukshar l'kabel tumah, unless you say that the hechsher of the mother works with the child.
And you can only say that if it's guf achad.
Exactly. So here's the Mars Kasha, the friendly words. Bishop, the young man said, Chad Gufa, who hymned this Kasha, we don't even. Elo, the dog, the my is Kashar, Amalei, the shechita. With the shechita, what do you mean the shechita? Uch Rabbi Shimon, and we're going like the Rabbi Shimon that says shechita machsheres. The point is, this is a sugya we learned before. When you do a shechita, we said, what is machsher the mother in a regular case? A regular halacha. We learned way long ago this halacha. When you do a shechita, on an animal that's not pregnant, a male animal, is the basar instantly hukshel kabel toma? When you do a shechita, everyone agrees it is. I think everyone agrees.
If there's no dam.
If you do a shechita on an animal, on a male animal, yeah. Is the meat instantly hukshel kabel toma?
Yes.
The meat.
Yeah.
Why? Why? No, there are two reasons. There are two opinions. One opinion says it got wet with one of the seven liquids. Which liquid did it get wet with?
Dam.
Dam is one of the seven liquids. What's the second opinion? Why is it Hoshah? Who cares? Of course it's Eichel. That's not the issue with an Eichel. Only an Eichel. So where did it get wet? The blood.
Yeah.
Then there's another opinion that says, no, that's not what's Machshirit.
What's
the Maisa Shechita itself.
Because what does the Maisa Shechita do? No. It makes it into a Meichel.
It makes it into a food falling.
Exactly.
So the Maisa Shechita itself, even when there's no blood, even if you'll do a Shechita Yeveshta, a dry Shechita, no blood comes out, the meat is still Chuchshol LeKabel Toma, Anayadin. The koyach of shechita itself is machsher the basar to mekabel toma. Even though becholat harakula you have to have liquid, one of seven liquids in order to be machsher the food item to mekabel toma. The special halacha l'moshav Sinai. I don't remember the Gemara gzeres akasav halacha l'moshav Sinai that just the act of shechita.
It's in and of itself.
It's
the hand that shecht is considered done.
Interesting. Very good. Unbelievable. Got to write it down. This Vam Shkedai to come here just for that. Yad Shoch Adam. In addition, it's like the koilo, right? You have a gematria, you have all the items, and you have everything together is another number. Here it's Yad Shoch Adam. Those are the different seven liquids. The seven liquids together, the translation is just the Maisa Shechita is equivalent to there being blood. The Maisa Shechita itself it's susceptible, exactly. It's now susceptible that if a dead sheretz will fall upon, it will become tamei. The Maisa Shechita.
Even a sheretz, not only a liquid, even. Oh, I'm sorry.
Normally, you need seven liquids.
Therefore,
to
the Uber, if the Uber inside also.
Oh, so here will be a naftamina. Over here, this gotten this blood. But the blood is not touching the Uber. Because the Uber is its own guf.
That's not the Uber, the Shechita.
But the Shechita on the mother is Matir. Kol Asher Babehema.
It's
Matir. It's Matir.
It's
Matir. And once it's Matir, it's automatically Machshir. So we've brilliantly avoided this question.
One second. Let's not talk about
the seven liquids.
Seven liquids. A sheretz comes and touches it.
Tahar. If a sheretz touches a food item, grapes,
it has to be a liquid.
Must come in contact with
a
liquid.
Same goes with a geshachtana.
With an animal. So the Gemara says a piece of basar, if a dead basar, the animal is shechted, and a sheretz touches it, theoretically it would be tahar.
Right.
Because it also needs first to come in contact
right.
with the liquid.
Right.
Where is the liquid? The Gemara says the liquid is the blood of the shechita. When you shech
the
animal,
even though there's no blood, if a sheretz touches it, it becomes tamei.
Well, no, it's a machlekes. If you hold that what is under normal circumstances prepares meat to become tamei blood,
right.
What happens if you have a theoretical case where there's no blood?
Right.
I do a shechita,
right.
And there's
right.
no blood.
Right.
So then the basar and the dead sheretz now touches the meat,
right.
It remains tahar. Because it never was prepared. According to one opinion. It never had a liquid. It never had liquid.
So
where's the liquid?
Question,
but now there's another man that says, no, it's not. So what normal under normal circumstances makes meat susceptible to tumah? It's the blood of the shechita. When you do shechita, blood gushes all over the neck.
Let's say there's no blood.
Then in a chnami. It's not acceptable.
It's not acceptable.
But there's another man
diyama. There should be no blood. Okay.
But there's another man diyama. It says no. It's not. You don't need the blood. You know what makes meat susceptible to tumah? It's the act of shechita itself. That act of shechita is equivalent.
So therefore, if there's no blood, according to that, if Sharetz comes to contact, it'll be tumah.
Let's do a better nafkamina. Let's do a normal nafkamina. L'may nafkamina. With my nafkamina, you have a pregnant animal. So let's say there's a lot of blood. But does that blood touch the uber inside the animal? Does that blood that comes out during shechita on the mother, does it make contact with the baby inside? No! When you shecht an animal, does that blood touch the baby inside? No! So the baby inside, is it kosher to eat?
Yeah.
Ben pekuah, of course kosher to eat. Does that meat inside, did it ever come in contact with a liquid which will make it susceptible to makabel tumah b'sheretz? No! No! There's no blood! The blood didn't touch it! But if you learn that what under normal circumstances is really what's making susceptible
to the
makabel tumah is the act of shechita.
So
shechita,
the, be the, same thing
so the act of shechita, the mother also shechita. Works for the baby.
I see, I see.
So comes out of why is it a rishon and shani? Should have to be the same rishon, should be the same level, since it's the same ma'aser shechita.
No, the ma'aser shechita is only machshir.
There's still shnei gufim.
Machshir. There's still shnei gufim.
How do you understand that it's really the reverse? What we're talking about is really the reverse.
So what's the problem with the reverse? There, it's a direct connection. What's the problem?
The reverse, the aver that you cut off, the uber inside.
Yes.
First of all, the uber inside, it's wet inside anyway. In the shilia, it's wet.
That blood, that's not called the seven liquids.
That's not,
not one of the seven
liquids. When the seven is milk also,
embryonic fluid is not one of the seven liquids. So it doesn't count.
Milk is one of the seven, huh?
Milk is one of the seven.
Honey also, dvash also.
Seven holidays. We'll go to another time. Okay,
Vayikra. Oh, yeah, we spoke about this, yeah.
So therefore, if we get a brilliant guy out of this kash. You want to read the Gemara again? Nachamo? Learn something tonight? Let's chaz the Gemara one more time. Very quickly, okay? Learn something, right? You might as well. You came over here in the cold. You might as well learn something. Yibar Yiluhu. Ma'al limnes by Rishon and Vesheni. You have a mother and a baby. Do we count Rishon and Vesheni? Rabbi Yochanan, yes. If the mother is Tameh, the mother is an Av, the baby is a Rishon. If the mother is a Rishon, the baby is a Sheni. When we look at the baby inside to be a Sev Madrega, Rabbi Yishim and Lakashama, no! Ain't a Moinu by Rishon Visheni. It's all a Rishon. If the mother is an Av, the baby is an Av. The mother is a Rishon, the baby is a Rishon. The mother is a Sheni, the baby is a Sheni. It's all the Zelvazach. Why? It's no different. It's like a nut in a shell. If you touch the shell, it's the same thing.
What does miskach mean?
It claps. It bangs.
Like a bell.
Eisei. Very nice machlokes. Eisei, Rabbi Yochanan, how can you say such a thing? That it's two, we count moinim. Look at the Mishnah we learned yesterday. Habosar maga nevela. What's the case? You have a pregnant cow. The ubar extends the yad lechutz. The shoychet shechs the mother. Then after it shechs the mother, it cuts off the yad. So when it cuts off the yad, the very last one, when it cuts off the yad, so
the
we look at the yad to be machlokes. Now it's machlokes. Is it an avatoma or is it tahar? But there is one Rabbi Meir holds that when you cut off that yad has the status of an av hatumah. It's not included in the shechita of the mother.
Yeah.
And it's ad kedekach, it's not included. It's like an evim and hames, or evim and achai, whatever you want to call it in the veil here, it's an av hatumah. And since you're cutting it off, the very last moment when you make that final cut, the halacha views it to be touching the uber inside. It views it to be touching, and the male of the uber is a maga. It's now touching this yad that's outside. That is either a machlekes.
Yeah, but the uber is alive. We're talking about.
Dead. Let's assume now it's dead.
You have to down when you're cutting off this aver over here. You have down. That's
so. Let's assume now that there is no blood. Okay, that's not a kasha.
Actually, right there.
No, there's no blood in a chanan. There's no blood when you cut the aver. You cut it in a very, very sophisticated way where there's no blood.
That's the blood that's touching it before it's completely.
What blood?
Now, if there was blood, like
yes, then it's hooksha.
It's hooksha.
There's no blood here.
That would be a simple answer.
You don't have any blood here, okay? You cut off the Ava. The Ava is an Ava Tumah, doesn't need Heksha. Nevela does not need liquid. Nevela is Nevela. the limb that you cut off, the limb that cut off is an avatoma.
Right,
and when you cut it, it's touching the uber inside.
Mm-hmm.
So what does it say in the Mishnah? Right, Meir says, guess what, Rabbi Yisai? That uber inside is now going to be a Rishon Latoma. You know why? Because it's Maga Nevela. The
so
limb outside is an av.
It moves down one.
It moves down one. And then the male, I would assume that if the ubar is a rishon, the mother is going to be, according to the machloek, it will be a sheni. Fine, but that's an al-sugi. That's irrelevant to us. We want to focus now on the baby inside. He says, I'm sorry to tell you, you cut off that limb. That limb is an avatoma. It's now touching the ubar inside. The ubar inside is now going to be a rishon. Okay, that's the way it is. Frak the Gemara, what are you talking about? Where did this ubar inside get hechsher. It's
right.
A shtick meat, and meat needs to come in contact with liquid.
Right.
Where did it come in contact with liquid in order that it's now susceptible to become a reshine from touching a nevela? Where is the liquid? Don't go telling me, oh, it's no worse than the mother. No, the mother had shchita, and when you do shchita, it gets full of blood, and the blood is machshir the mother. But the blood doesn't go penetrating inside the inside and make contact with the uber inside.
Right.
Different part of the body. There's no blood going inside to make it wet.
Yeah.
So where's the hechsher?
That has nothing to do with Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Shlomo.
No. So now. If you'll tell me that we view the uber inside to be a tofel to the mother, it's chad guf. Oh, then I can say that the same way the mother was chushul lekabel toma, because the blood of the shechita made the mother wet, so that automatically includes a package deal. It's like a nut inside its shell. Automatically, the hechsher for the mother works for the baby. But if you're going to tell me, like you, Rabbi Yochanan, that it's two different gufim, and that's why we count the rishon v'sheni. So I'm sorry, the blood that was machshir the mother to be mekabel toma is not going to be machshir the baby to be mekabel toma. So how then can you say that the limb that's dangling outside that has now been severed, has been in contact with uber inside, is going to cause it to be what's called a maga nevela?
Right.
It can be a maga nevela all you want. It's tar. It was never machshir mekabel toma. Where's the hechsher? The answer is, you're right, we're not following the Manda Omer that says you need a liquid to be machshir, bosar, to be mekabel toma. You don't need a liquid. The etzem, maisa shechita, is what is machshir, the bosar, to be mekabel toma. The maisa shechita on the mother, did it also work for the baby?
Yeah.
Gezeres HaKosev, it certainly did.
It didn't work for the
fine,
piece.
Exactly. But being that it did work for the baby inside, that is the hechsher for the baby inside.
Okay.
And now it's hechsher. Once it's hechsher, it's now maga, being in contact with a piece of the nevela outside, it becomes tamei.
So why don't we still have a problem with Rabbi Yochanan, Shein Behemim HaKadolos Tumah Mechayim? The Ben Bekur inside.
Let's assume it's first. I have two answers for you.
It's dead.
Number one,
it's
either
dead.
It's dead. Number two, a Ben Bekur is an exception to the halacha, and it's makabel to when it's alive. And that's the next piece of Gemara. That was easy. Habas and Magad.
Is it makabel to even when it's alive?
Yes, according to one man the Yama. Good. Are we satisfied here?
There was a shver quote of Yochanan that it didn't have to have its independent hechsher.
Right. The hechsher of the mother did it. It did it because the shechita is what's machsher. That worked for the baby as well. That's gzeres hakasher. Next kasher. A, so now he turns the tables, okay? This is very violent here. This is not for children over here. A violent Gemara. First, Rabbi Yochanan is the kasha. Rabbi Shimon is the kasha, Rabbi Yochanan. And now, the return of the Jedi. Now, he's fighting back. He's returning back. Eisrei, Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Shimon Lakish. I have a kasha to ask you, Rabbi Shimon Lakish. Here's the case of the Ben Bekua. Fascinating case.
Yeah.
Never an unbelievable case of a living creature that's chukshar, a living creature that's chukshar lakal. It's also one of the reasons why it's not a good idea, bizman hazeh, we should have a ben pekul farm. Because we're being mar betum in the world. All of the animals will be tummy. Okay? You're not going to be mar betum. Pushay tum lo yibin fashina.
You're saying because it's unique that a ben pekul could become
a mekabel toma when it's alive. So laying a ben pekul,
we paskin like that.
I'm not sure. I don't know. Let's see. Eisrei Rabbi Yochanan Shimon Lakish of our benar. You have a ben pekul. Okay, you do the shechita on the mother, and it comes out a living animal.
What do you mean benar?
In the river,
oh.
It goes for a car wash.
Okay.
Who does
the ben bukua.
Now he's hooked on
a year later.
Oh, wait, yeah.
The ben bukua comes out of the mother.
Right.
It's alive.
Right.
Okay.
It grew up.
So
now it's a year later. A week later.
Now you have to say something very interesting. So
it's already born.
Says something very interesting. It says going with the river, which obviously we're going like the mandyama that says that what is machshir, not the shechita. See, we're going back like according to the first mandyama, because if you hold that the shechita is what's machshir lekabel tumah,
right?
You don't need to get wet.
Right.
You don't need. So right. Here, since we're going in the river, it means
that mandyama that doesn't.
Dealing, you need to get wet.
You need to shiver.
So the mother got
liquids,
wet. The mother got wet, but not the baby.
The baby over here.
Yeah. So the baby has to go into the river to get wet? We just finished saying
that's
there's a halakha of Rabbi Shimon that says the etzem ma'isa shechita.
So we don't record
that
other man.
This baby had a shechita. You can take a bite out of it. Because he
didn't
show
the question?
So you don't need. No, that's not the question.
No, that's not relevant.
That's not our question.
We're following according to other man.
We're following now. We have to shift gears. We just finished Chaim Rabbi Shimon. Now we're going back to the Rabbi. Rabbi says, what makes Heksha? This is small, but it's not relevant at this point. What makes Heksher? What makes Heksher is Mayim. So did the baby have Mayim?
No.
Well, not so poshut. Let's see. All of our banor. It went into the river. Yes. Oh, it got wet. Huksha. Now, holach lebeisak first. It went to Mimispal of Kiriyovis. Okay, it went to Kiriyovis, to Mimispal.
Where do you see Ovar Banor Huksha? Nobody argues with that?
No. It says here in the Brisa, Ovar bin Nohar.
I mean,
the animal goes
into the water. It's a very
unusual
case, correct? I mean, normally a behemoth going into a Nohar doesn't get mukshel kabel tumah because he's
exactly.
alive.
Exactly.
So this is a very big kiddush. Okay,
this
so Ovar bin Nohar. That's what he's teaching you here.
Ovar
bin Nohar.
Right.
Yeah.
Exactly. Right. I said that. Didn't I say that?
Yeah. Okay, go ahead.
Ovar bin Nohar.
Well, it's not quant to everybody. Okay, yeah.
Holach the base hakvarist. Now it goes. It goes to the Beisak Forest.
It's going to visit his relative.
The Zaydis. And it comes in contact with the dead. So now what is the halacha? Nitma, a living creature, unheard of, scandalous.
Comes tama.
Becomes tama. That's exactly why Huksha in Loy Huksha Loy. Because you know something? There's a Hechatimsa where Taka, it's possible for it not to become Huksha. Why don't we say it's automatic that it's Hukshar? If you hold that it's like one goof, like Reish Lakish, that Uba Yerechimoy, that it's one goof, the Ben Pekua is considered one with the mother, tell me, is the mother Hukshar when you shech the mother? Of course.
Oh, yeah,
blood. Yeah. The blood of the mother. Yeah, yeah. The blood of the mother was Machshir, the mother
well,
to
obviously
be. So then automatically that Hukshar of the mother extends to the baby himself.
Even though nothing came in contact. Yeah, yeah.
According to Reish Lakish.
It's
one goof. But Bish, like Malidi, but if you hold Rabbi Yochanan, that's too awesome. Then just because the mother is Hukshar,
the baby
is not Hukshar, unless you hold like the man Yama that says that the Shechita does the Hukshar. But we're not going like the man Yama now. We're not going there like the man Yama now. So Bish, like Malidi, I mean, Trey Guvinin, Mishamachi Hukshar. Yes, Eloy Hukshaloy. Ella Lidi, according to Rabbi Shimon Lakish, or Rish Lakish, the Amart, Chad Gufuhu, Ha it Hukshar. There's no such thing as not being Hukshar. It's an entitlement of birth. You come out, you do a shechita. You do a shechita, it gets this blood. The blood goes on the mother. The mother is Hukshar. Automatically, the baby is Hukshar. It's a chelik of the mother. So the Gemara says.
So according to the Shlokas, it's very schwer with this Braisa.
According to this Braisa, why do you need to go through this?
But you just said when the dam of the Shechita doesn't touch the dam of the
that's Shechita. Only. No, but that's good according to Rabbi Yochanan that says it's too goofy. That's exactly the point of it. Rabbi Yochanan's coming to challenge Reish Lakish. By me, everything is fine and good.
Because
according to me, the Ubar is a separate entity. So just because the mother was Hukshar with Shechita, that has no effect on the baby, on the Ben Pekua.
And therefore the baby needs to go, but you hold
that the Ubar is one with the mother, and you do the Shechita on the mother, and the male of the Shechita on the mother is Machshir. The mother, to be Mekabel Tuma, the mother, right? And the baby is a Chelik of the mother, so whatever works for the mother, works for the baby. It's a knot in a shell.
The whole Nahar business is not necessary.
So it's very
not
difficult to
necessary for the baby to go through the nar. So why does the Braisa say that? The fact that Braisa
so
says
asking on the whole halacha of Ben Bekua. The fact that
no, he's not. Everyone agrees the Ben Bekua. Everyone agrees the Ben Bekua is mutar biachila. The question is, even though it's mutar biachila, is it considered chadguf or treguf? The original question was
benogeah. You're asking a question, in reality. If you say shnei gufim. And how is it? How's the shechita actually working?
That's a gzeiras hakosu. That's not a kasha. Kol asher
b'behema. That's what he's asking.
Kol asher
b'behema. I'm saying this is a thing that we don't really understand.
What do we understand?
You can make any rule
you want. It's a gzeiras hakosu. Kol asher b'behema teichelu.
I hear.
Kol asher. Now we had a shaila. What about tumah? If the mother gets tummy, do we say the child has one that madrigal lower?
So what?
Right. Yeah. That was
so why can't you say it's going according to the other mandama?
It's even worse then. It's even worse then. It's another mandama. What mandama?
Like Reb Shimon.
Look, I understand. What's the kasha? According to Reish Lakish.
According to Reish Lakish, it's shver.
It's one guf.
And there was heksher. And there was heksher. Right.
What
so the answer is there was no
action. There is no other mandiyama. They are saying. What do you mean,
the bride says according to everybody?
Yes. Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Shlokesh cannot argue on a Mishnah. Unless you show me this machlokes tanoim, okay, then there's different
story. So far we haven't, okay.
There's no machlokes. They're trying, everyone holds one thing. You're going to say, tanoi, they're leaving, they argue, that's the Gemara does it sometimes. The Gemara has it does
many times.
The machlokes tanoim, there's no machlokes tanoim here. There's only one tana. And now both the Amoraim have to conform to one time.
Right.
This Braisa is mashma, right. The halach is right. One guf.
Yes.
I'm sorry. It's two guf. It's mashma, it's two guf. And that's why you need to go through the step of Heksha.
Right.
So the question over here is, El Lodach, the Amad Chad Gufi, Ha'i Tachshar, it has become Chukshar, Bidima Di'ime. When you did shechita on the mother, blood spilled on the neck, the mother was instantly hukshah lekabel tuma, and the baby inside is considered to be a food, a shell, like a nut in a shell.
Quite Rav Shlakish, talking Rav Shlakish, yeah.
And therefore, it's automatically, according to Yerush Shlakish,
so you don't, he doesn't have to come in contact, right?
So it's done.
So the Braisa says it's
why does it say that?
Yeah, yeah.
So Raya to me,
right,
it's
right,
not
right,
considered to be a right, nut in a shell, it's two entities.
Okay.
So the Gemara says, guess what? We're discussing an unusual case you never heard of before.
A dry
Bishchida Yabishta.
Rashi explains because there's no. The all the blood is in the vrida.
Right. And the baby's is...
And all the blood is in the vrida, the baby's of the animal's neck. And all you have to shut is the simonim.
Right.
The simonim is possible.
Oh, and there, so how do you have a shchita?
What's the vrida again? What's the vrida?
When you do a shchita, you know how to avoid the veins.
That's pretty far away from the...
The nafkamina is you never want to do that. You never, because if you do that, then you can't kasher it. You can't get the blood out. The only way you can kasher is only through tzali. If you do a shechita, you must cut the veins.
Right.
If you don't cut the veins, the blood is trapped inside. And once the animal gets cold, there's no way to get that blood out. So how do you normally kasher the animal meat? Salt. Salt will not succeed in getting out the blood if there's too much blood.
Yeah, yeah.
So there is a technique, though. The technique is...
That's the reason you can't wait more than...
72 hours.
Yeah, I'm sorry, 72 hours.
Then it gets, because
that's
a long time. Yeah, that's
becomes congealed, and then you can't.
Yeah, that's why they hose it down. It's a very, very big problem because they.
But there's a heter for that. It's a loophole.
The heter is they just hose it down.
What's the heter?
They rinse it with water.
Well, no, you shri. I think you have to soak it in again. Yeah, and that gives you another 70. That's a mamash of the evidence.
Down south. Okay, chef downside, and they don't want to do any kashrus until they bring it up to New York. Until
the blood stays in the animal?
Yeah, they do shchita. Yeah, they do shchita. No, the blood flows. No, the blood comes out.
The blood comes out.
But you have to fill the malicha.
In order to extract the
extract, you have to let it sit in salt for half an hour. If you don't do malicha, it's trafe. Now, malicha and Shulchan Aruch only works if you do the malicha within 72 hours.
3 days.
72 hours. Sometimes there are delays. When they do the shchita down south, and the meat does not reach... From the moment of shechita, does not reach the factory in New York for more than 72 hours.
Okay.
So then it's too late to kasha. So what are you going to do?
So they try very hard. It should never, they clock it, never should be more than 72 hours from the time of shechita until they begin the malacha process. But in instances where there's a delay, they have special stop places on the road, facilities, where they open up the truck and they have these massive hoses.
Hosing it down, that's sufficient.
That's called sharia.
Warm water?
No, sharia, not with water. Any water. Actually, any water.
Sharia means it's soaking actually in water. Here, you're just hosing it.
A lot of blood spilling out of the truck. There must be a lot of blood.
Yeah, whatever it is, a messy thing. Because by the rule is if you soak it in water within 72 hours, you get another 72
and who's
hours.
Who's doing this?
You
need
a clock.
Goyim
do it.
Yeah, but you have to make sure there's a yid or goyim or gabbos.
Mashkiach. That's so easy to have a mashkiach in these situations. You have to call it a mashkiach. Sometimes they didn't have mashkiach. They trusted them.
Mashkiach goes with the truck?
Okay, there's a lot of money you have in a truck. You can have $50,000 worth of meat in a truck.
Yeah.
Okay, and now there's a delay. So they have to go stop the truck, and they have to take out, they have the fire hoses, and they got to hose down the meat that is considered to be sharia, so in order that it should not be a prohibition to do the malicha.
Then
there's
a head
there, there's another out there that if you freeze it,
some
say that if you freeze it, that also stops the clock.
I heard of that affects the quality.
Stops the clock.
I heard about that, yeah.
Yeah, all these things, even 70 years, shocking, you have meat, it's not, if I should meat, it's more than 72 hours. So what? It's not fresh. Any of them, if you would be accustomed to having meat, eat meat instantly, you wouldn't
my dinner every night. This
you wouldn't touch what you're eating today. If you would be accustomed to eating meat that you cook
like
5 minutes after the shechita, okay, take a piece of meat and you shecht it and you instantly do the half an hour it takes to do the malicha and put in the oven for an hour and you eat that meat. Do you know how delicious that meat tastes?
Fresh off
you
the
eat
body.
A piece of meat like that, you would never touch.
That's why it's mutter for shechita and yontif.
You would never
really?
Touch another piece of meat the rest of your life.
For shechita and yontif.
The meat that you're eating, it's been close to 72 hours from the time of shechita until it arrives in the factory, and they probably froze it already. It was already frozen, and then they do the entire kashrus process, which takes
place,
and then they process it, and it goes into one freezer, another freezer, and then until it ends up in the store, and then until you take it home, you put it in your freezer, and then you go and you cook it. By the time it's probably 2 weeks old. It's 2 weeks old and it's been frozen and thawed out three times.
That's
where they use special ingredients. They do special things to it. It's not just stomp frozen. They add ingredients to treat it. The art.
To get it back
so
to the way it was.
You're eating meat that's probably at least 2-3 weeks old that's been frozen and thawed out 2-3 times.
Montana.
Every time you do that, it affects the quality of
Montana.
One second, but what happens after 3 days?
There's no solution.
I was told there is some kind of a
Shrachemais.
Montana
of Abinor Hokshar. Who's the man that's so live? Montana Abinor Hokshar. That's it. That's the Gemara's answer.
So we're talking about dry
shechita.
So how is it answered now?
The answer is because it's dry. There was no blood. And we're not going like Rabbi Shimon. Don't tell me that etzem shechita was machsha. Now the Gemara says a fascinating concept being over here. That a living animal is machsha kam tamo. Mantam of benar chushal chushar. Halachim is a kvaris nivu. Who says such a zach? A living animal can be hukshar, can become tamei.
Good morning.
Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yosef, he done the rice. Rabbi Shimon, that's right. He's talking the one. He says the beferish. No games. Explicit. No such thing. There's no he holds a general principle. Even Ben Mekua. The Oz Rabbi Yochanan Letamei. Where do we fall? Rabbi Yochanan go Lushitas. And going back to the previous Gemara. The previous Gemara is what? Rabbi Yochanan Letamei that says what? That it's two Gufim. It's say Gufim. Dear Rabbi Yochanan Aglili, Ube Shammai Amu Devriacha. Two Gufim. Rabbi Yosef Lili Chod Amar. And they're two Gufim. And literally we count two Madrigas, Rishon and Sheni. And when it comes to to Madragos, right? And it needs Chokshah, and it needs Heksher. Beshamai, the Tanan. Another similar halacha that we consider to be two Gufim. Dogim me'emosai me'kabalim tumma. When does Dogim me'kabal tumma? No, the other way around. I'm sorry. Rabbi Yochanan Lishlo Tamei. Beshamai, oimim mishi yitzoidu, when they're trapped. Beshil oimim mishi yamus, when they're dead. And bekiv oimim mishosh en yicham lichyas, they're already at the point beyond return. My benayu, I'm Yochanan dog here. Yochanan dog mikartei ikum that dog that's been cut open.
talking about the mikarteya.
Mikarteya, it's been cut
the
open.
Threshing fish.
Okay. So that it's not yet dead.
Merdik. Merdik.
Threshing fish. Yeah, we're up to threshing fish.
Yeah. Did that one yet?
No. Did you go to Lavaya? I didn't see you.
I went.
You spoke?
I didn't see you.
I was there the whole thing. 2.5 hours.
Yeah, I was there.
Beginning tent.
I missed the first one.
Yeah. Who spoke I also first? Wanted to speak.
You did? You could have spoken from the golf course, like Rabbi Khan.
What golf course?
You could have been at the golf course. Mm-hmm. For all I know. It's funny.